Welcome to Success Babe Radio. I'm your host, Brooke Alexander, and I am so excited that you're here. I'm a mindset and success coach for women who are ready to create a life they love and define their own version of success. On this podcast, we explore topics such as self-love, mindset, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and all the things you need to create your vision and start taking action. Let's get into today's episode. Hi everyone, welcome to this episode 6, I believe we're on now. Thanks again for showing up and listening today. Today's episode, I have a super exciting episode, something that I love to talk about, and it's going to be my favorite manifestation techniques. And I get a lot of questions about this kind of stuff. And there are a lot of different manifestation techniques and things that you can do in your manifestation process, things that you can implement. And there's a whole lot. So I'm just going to talk about my favorite ones and the ones that I've seen the most success with. Before I get into that, I'm just going to give you a little bit of an update on what is happening in the Brooke Alexander / Success Babe Studios world. I have quite a bit going on right now, so I'm just going to lay it all out for you here, and then you can figure out what you want to take part in as well. So the first thing is, I just updated my website. I moved from WordPress to Squarespace, and to be honest, I am kind of mad at myself for not starting out with Squarespace in the beginning. It's so easy, so much easier than the maybe I've learned how to do this kind of stuff now, so it's easier naturally. But I really found it so much easier than all the stuff I was doing with WordPress. Anyway, super exciting. Had to deal with like some weird backend stuff, changing all this data with my provider and like putting in codes and stuff, and I was super worried that I was going to screw it up. So far, it doesn't seem like I have. Anyway, the new website is live. It's still in its early phases, so just kind of filling in all the bits and pieces because I pretty much had to rebuild the whole thing. But it is there and ready for you. The other thing that I have is I've just created a free audio lesson on how to create your vision. So this is, I go through the things that you need to know and do and work on in order to be able to create your vision. So the audio lesson itself is not long. It's like a 15-minute lesson, super, super quick and easy to listen to, but there is work that you need to do. There is homework. So that's what's going to take a little bit of time. But it's easy homework. Well, I mean, it's not math is what I mean by it's easy. So super exciting. You can head to my website, which is brookealexander.co, and then you can sign up for the audio there. And then there is a password. So you sign up, and then I'll email you the password, and then you can log in, you can download it. You don't have to listen to it straight away, so you can listen to it whenever you want. So I'm super excited about that. The next thing I have coming up after that is I'm creating a 4-part video series training, which I might have talked about in one of the previous episodes. 4-part video series training on defining your success, all this good stuff. The videos each are going to be like pretty long. So I'm going to have more information about that on my website, but that's going to be out in mid-August. I'll have everything ready for you by, which is awesome. So definitely check that on the website too. And then I think there was something else that I wanted to say, but obviously it has... Oh yeah, the Facebook group. I mentioned this in most of my episodes, but come and jump into the Facebook group, Success Babe Social, because I go live in there twice a week talking about the similar kind of stuff to what I talk about on the podcast, but you can get me live and actually see me talking, and then you can suggest things. Like I usually put it to the group on what they want to talk about for that week. On Sundays, we do a Sunday session where we like journal stuff out together. I go through the journal questions and we all write it out and do it together live. It's super awesome. So come on, come and jump in the Facebook group, join in the fun, and we would love to have you there. So today's episode, as I said, is going to be my favorite manifestation techniques. So these, if you don't know what manifestation techniques are, go back to the episode that I recorded with Kimberly Wenya, and we talk about it in there, like what it is, how you do it, what it means, all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to go into that here. And we did talk a little bit about our favorite manifestation techniques in that episode, but I'm going to go through more of them here, what they are, why each one is important, how I do them, and how you can do them. So that's what this episode's going to be about. The first thing that I want to say is all of these things that we do in the manifestation process, they're all personal to each individual. So just because I enjoy doing something or if something is working for me, that doesn't mean that it has to work for you too, or that if you do it and it doesn't resonate with you, you don't enjoy it, you don't notice any results from it, that there's something wrong with what you're doing. It's very, very personal. So I've been doing this for a while and I have figured out what works for me currently, but what works for me currently wasn't necessarily what always worked for me. This is an evolving process, so constantly trying new things, see what feels good for you, and the most important thing is to do what feels good for you, because that's where you need to be in order to create your manifestations. If you're doing these things, this stuff, these processes, and it just doesn't feel good to you, then you're in the wrong place, and then you're going to have a lot more difficulties noticing when what you're trying to manifest comes into reality. So that's what I wanted to say first about this. It's very personal. You don't need to rely on these processes. Like, some people don't need to go through these kinds of things at all, even to create their manifestations. Some of us do, some of us don't. It's completely individual, but I'm just going to go over a few things that work for me here. So if maybe you haven't heard of them before, you can start implementing them, or maybe you wanted to know a bit more about some of them. So that's why I am going over this stuff today. I am going to stop rambling and just get into it now. The first one that I have is scripting. And Kimberly and I talked a little bit about this one in our episode, but I'm going to go into it more in detail here because I actually really, really, really love this one. Scripting is writing out how you want things to go. It's writing a script for how you want something to go. So this could be your day, just in general. You could just wake up in the morning and script your day. It can be a phone call, it can be a job interview, it can be like finding a partner, it can be anything. So any of these things that you do in your life, you're essentially writing a script. You're writing a script based on how you want it to go for you, what is best for you. When you are writing out the script, you write it as though it's happening or already happened, not like I want this to happen in the future. You need to write it out as thank you that this is happening, or this is how this happens. The important thing is just not to write that it's going to happen in the future. This is how things will happen. It has to be how they are happening in present tense, or how it did happen. Another important thing to include in your scripting is gratitude. And this is also something Kimberly and I spoke about, is saying thank you. So whenever I do this kind of stuff, I say thank you for, I am so grateful for the way my day went today, for having an amazing day, this happened, etc. So always saying thank you and being grateful, because that's going to get you into a really good place for your manifestations. Another important thing to include when you are scripting is how you're feeling and emotions, because feeling is the most important thing when it comes to manifestation. You need to feel good and you need to feel into what it is that you want. You can't just say and think something and then have it magically appear or go that way. You need to feel it. And so when you're writing out your scripting, you include how you feel, the emotions you were experiencing, etc., in your script. And also when you are writing it out and doing the scripting, also get into the feeling then too. Now, this one might take a little bit more practice because for some people it's hard to wrap their head around the fact that you can feel anything you want at any particular time. You don't need to wait for something to actually be happening to feel that way. So you can bring on the emotions and feelings whenever you want. That, like I said, can take a bit of practice for some people, but that is what you also want to work towards as well. Feeling all the things that you want to feel at any point in time at the moment when you are writing your scripting. Like I said, it can be about any life situation, anything at all. It's not limited to your day or a phone call or whatever. Like if you want to go to the store and you want to buy a new pair of shoes, you can script how that turned out for you. Anything at all. So scripting, why it's important is it helps you get into alignment with the things that you want to bring into your experience. So it makes you think about what it is that you're actually trying to do. So you're having a path and clarity around what it is that you want rather than just going through the day and experiencing things as they come up. When you're doing this, you are putting it out into the universe saying, this is the path that I want to create. Universe, work with me, co-create, all that good stuff. And then you do it together. So you're putting it out there, you're getting into alignment, you're saying, this is what I want. Well, I don't like to use that word, but this is what I'm creating. And then you go from there. You have a clear, defined path of what it is you're creating and where you're headed towards. Another thing is that obviously you're not going to script for like a shitty thing to happen, right? You're going to like want to script for positive, good stuff. So when you're doing these kinds of things, this scripting in advance, and you're getting into the feeling and all of that stuff in advance, then you're raising your vibration, you're staying positive, and that also helps you get into alignment with what it is that you want. Because when you can start getting high vibe, when you can start getting into alignment with what it is that you want, that's when those things show themselves to you and you're open to receiving them. You can have the good feeling that you want right now, and then you're almost there, right? That's the whole point of it. You want to feel a certain way. And so you're creating that feeling right now. The other thing is your reticular activating system. So once you tell your brain and you give it a goal to achieve and it starts, your success mechanism starts working in your brain and it's going after this thing that you said that you want. Your reticular activating system is activated and you'll start noticing the opportunities and the things that come up, the synchronicities that come up, so that you can filter in all the stuff that is going to help you get to where you want to go. So I've spoken about reticular activating system before, but basically what this is, it's the part of your brain that filters the important from the unimportant information. It's why you can hear your name in a crowded room. It's why when you want to buy a new car, all of a sudden you start seeing that car everywhere. It's because your brain is filtering this important information. So once you are scripting your day and how you want it to go, your reticular activating system is switched on and now it's like, okay, I'm looking for this thing that's going to help me get to this goal and this thing and this thing and this thing. And it's going to start making you much more aware of that kind of stuff that comes up. And the other thing is that thoughts become reality. So obviously, if you want something to happen in your life, you need to think it first. It needs to start somewhere. And by focusing on the good things that you actually do want to create, those are the things that are going to be much more easy. easily, they're going to come into your reality much easier. That doesn't make sense, but you get what I'm saying. Okay, so now how to do it. So I already told you like what scripting actually is. So you're writing a script, but when it actually comes down to the physical action of doing it, my suggestion is to handwrite it, not typing it. Just because I feel like there's such a stronger connection to something when you handwrite it as opposed to when you're typing, because we can kind of type mindlessly these days. I feel like a lot of people are able to type and talk at the same time, and you know, your muscle memory kind of takes over and you're just kind of typing without really consciously doing it. So handwriting, I just feel like there's such a stronger physical and emotional connection to what you're writing, which is what you want. The next thing I suggest is having a nice journal or nice paper, something that you enjoy looking at and you enjoy writing in. It doesn't have to be like super expensive, but you don't want to just pick some like 75-cent book at the store. I mean, you can if you're okay with that. But just make sure that whatever it is that you write in, you enjoy writing in it, and it's not just some like scrappy book or scrappy piece of paper. You need to feel good while you're doing it. Some other suggestions that I have is to meditate before. So just do what you can to calm your mind, to be in a good headspace mentally. Either when you first wake up or when you're going to bed at night are really good times to do it, because this is when your subconscious mind is the most open to receiving new information. So try and do it when your mind is calm. You can set up a really nice space for yourself if you can, like maybe dim the lighting. I like to light some Palo Santo, have some candles on if you can, and be safe about it if you're in a room. Just create a nice environment for yourself, a nice, calm, chill environment, which also includes putting away your phone, turning off your computer, don't have some YouTube or like some Netflix running in the background. Just give yourself the time and space. Like you don't have to write forever. Some people like write 5 pages minimum, like because that's what they set for themselves. I just write what I want to write. If I only want to write a paragraph that day, I'm just going to write a paragraph. And some days if I don't want to write at all, I don't write at all. I'm not forcing myself to do this. I'm not setting myself these unobtainable standards or something that I have to push to achieve. I just do what comes naturally and do what feels right and good. Which brings me on to my next point, is to write what you want, not what you think you should want or what others tell you that they think you should do. This is very personal. Just write what you want to write about you. You don't have to share it with anyone else unless you want to. No one else has to see this. There is no judgment. You don't need to worry that what you write is lame or blah, blah, blah. It's not. It is exactly right. You just write whatever you want and what feels good for you. The reason that I love scripting is because I've actually had some pretty cool stories from scripting. And I've told this one before, but I'm just going to briefly tell it again. Actually, did tell it in the episode with Kimberly, but basically I scripted a move back to Canada and all from Australia, and all the bits and pieces that I needed to go right in order for it to happen, and it all happened. Like it's crazy how good it all went. Everything lined up perfectly and it was amazing. Something else that I do want to mention is when you're writing your thing, the end of your script, you can write, it will be this or something better, so that you're still keeping it open for better things to happen, which is something that I like to do. This or better, or it will happen on or before X date, so that if it happens before it, then that's okay. Unless you want to stick to a specific date, then you can. But if you want something to happen really soon and you're like, I want it to happen by this date, you can write on or before this date. And that's it for scripting. The next one that I love to do is visualization. Now, I sometimes struggle saying this word, so if I mess it up, I apologize, but it's a hard one for me to say for some reason. Anyway, visualization, I'm sure you kind of know what it is, like you use your imagination to visualize something happening. What visualization is amazing for is it helps to direct your self-identity. So our self-identity is based on who we think we are. And so this is going to often, well, sometimes limit what we try to or believe we can achieve because we have it in our mind that it's not part of our identity to do something or that it is part of our identity to behave a certain way. And it's a lot of it is subconscious. We don't actually know that this is what we think about ourselves. They're limiting beliefs, things that are held deep within the subconscious mind. And so visualization is an amazing way to retrain your subconscious mind to form, if you want, a new identity or a new behavior or do something that you think that isn't within the person that you are. I hope that makes sense. It makes sense to me. The other thing is that the nervous system cannot tell the difference between real or imagined. So if you're really playing the piano or you're just imagining yourself playing the piano, if you do this for a month, and there's been studies done on this, a really awesome book if you are interested in this kind of stuff is called Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, and this is what the whole book is about. But there have been numerous studies done on with groups who, one group will practice physically, like practice piano, for example, and the other group will just visualize themselves practicing the piano. And by the end of the time, both groups, there is like the non-significant difference between the amount of improvement between both groups. So both groups, both ones that imagined and really did it, improved almost the same amount in their actual ability to play the piano, which is crazy. It's crazy. But I mean, this happens in, I'll give you an example. Have you ever been imagining after the fact or reliving an angry moment or like something bad that happened, and then all of a sudden you start to feel all those feelings again, like anger, and you start to, like, your heart starts racing a little bit? It's because the nervous system doesn't know whether that's really happening or whether you're just imagining it happening. So this is why visualization is great, because you can visualize yourself doing the things that maybe you're scared to do. Maybe you don't quite have a lot of confidence doing, you don't have a lot of practice doing. You can visualize yourself doing these things, and then your nervous system won't know the difference between real or imagined. So you eventually, after doing it enough, you'll get to the point where it just feels like it's who you are. You've done this thing. Your body thinks that it's actually something that you have done. So this is really cool for stuff like speaking in front of crowds or going live or like trying to make a sale. There was another example in the book about like salesmen, and then this one guy visualized all the different situations that could come up when he's trying to sell to a customer, like all the resistance and whatever that he could come up. And then when it came down to it in real life, he was an amazing salesman because he had already visualized all these things happening, and like he could deal with them because it felt like he'd already dealt with them before. I'm probably like screwing that up, but that's basically the gist of what it was. Anyway, I love visualization. So Important thing to know is you need to have a clear mental picture of something before you can achieve it. So this is why it's great, because in order for you to achieve something, you need to think about achieving it first. Like, it doesn't make sense for you to think that you want to achieve speaking in front of a crowd if you'd never thought of that before. Like, obviously the thought always comes first. It has to come first. The thought has to come first in any situation where you want to do something and achieve something, because otherwise you wouldn't try and do it, right? So this is why visualization comes in. You get a much clearer mental picture of the thing that you're trying to do and trying to achieve. Also, practicing via visualization makes it easier to do and accept when this thing does really happen in real life. So again, the example of speaking in front of crowds, once you visualize it and you practice doing it in your head, when it actually comes into reality and you do get to speak in front of a crowd, it's not such a scary thing anymore, because your body can't tell the difference between whether you visualized it or whether you were actually doing it before. It felt like you were really doing it. That's what your body thought, that you had already done it 50 times, and so you weren't scared of it anymore. And again, this is like the reticular activating system coming into play too. You steer your brain towards what it is that you want by giving it something to achieve. Your reticular activating system turns on, and then your success mechanism kicks in and you can start moving towards it. Some tips that I have for visualization is to get as close to the thing you want as you can. So, for example, if there's a certain type of car that you want to buy, but maybe like right now it's not within your budget, well, that's okay. That's fine. You can like do what you need to do to get there. But by going to the car dealership and sitting in the car, and if you can take it for a test drive, that's going to help you get a much clearer mental picture of what it's going to be like when you actually do get the car. So you can visualize yourself driving it, sitting in it, moving it around a lot easier. I guess even as well, if you want to buy a new house, like going around, seeing houses, doing open houses, experiencing new places, going in them is going to make it much easier for you to visualize yourself living in this house that you want in your life, right? So like even grocery stores, like sometimes I like to go to fancy organic grocery stores and just like walk around there, maybe get a couple things, but like it's much easier for me to visualize doing all of my groceries at this fancy organic grocery store once I've actually been inside, right? Rather than just like trying to imagine what the inside of this grocery store looks like. I go there, I know what it looks like, and I can see myself doing all the things much easier. So take some time each day to visualize yourself doing the things you want to be doing. I suggest like 10 minutes if you can in the morning. In the night, you can do it during your meditation, after, before, but work up to doing it for a decent amount of time, like 10 to 15 minutes. Even if you just start at 5 minutes, that's okay too. Just start somewhere and then work up from there. And again, focus on how you're going to feel when you're doing the things. Very important. If shopping at the organic grocery store is going to make you feel so happy, bring on the feeling of happiness when you do the visualization, and you can do it. And the way that I do this is I usually do it with my eyes closed, like meditation. You can do it laying down, but whatever. And like, I just tell myself I'm so happy. I imagine myself in the grocery store and just, you can tell yourself, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And eventually all the happy chemicals start coming out and you'll feel it. You'll feel it. All right. The next one I have is gratitude. So I'm pretty sure you should probably know what gratitude is. I hope you know what it is anyway, for in your general life. is just being grateful for what it is that you have. The thing about applying it to a manifestation is you need to be grateful for what you already have, but you need to be grateful for what it is that you are trying to create and trying to bring into your life. This means saying thank you for what it is that you're trying to bring into your life as though it's already in your life. So instead of saying thank you that I will have this car, say thank you that this car is mine and I own it. Or I mean, probably think of a better sentence than that. But you need to say it as though it's already happening or has happened. That's the easiest way to explain that. There's no other way really around it. So why it's important is it gets you in alignment. Like all of these things, actually, I'll save that for the end. It gets you in alignment. It raises your vibration. It makes you feel good because you realize what you already have, what it is. And so you get grateful for that, what you already have. Like that is the most important thing, realizing that you already have some awesome stuff to be grateful for. If you're listening to this podcast, you have something to be grateful for. You have the ability to hear what I'm saying. You are listening to it through a device that you had to probably pay money for. So then you are paying money for something. So then you have money coming in. So then you can, there's all of these things to be grateful for, which maybe we take for granted. But the important thing about this is realizing that you already can be grateful for what you have in your life. So instead of feeling negative and saying, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have enough, I want more, is to just be grateful for what you have. And that's a much, much better place to be in life than to constantly be being like a Scrooge or a Grinch or whatever it is that is just not happy and not satisfied with what they already have. And this doesn't necessarily just have to be with manifestation. Like this is in general. If you're someone who is grumpy about not having enough and nothing ever goes right for you and blah, 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 like that's fucking shit. That's such a shitty, horrible place to be in. So choose to be in a better place. It is your choice to think that way. It is your choice to feel that way. You get to decide what you think and feel. So choose gratitude. Choose to be grateful for what you already have. And this can be something that some people need to get used to, or a habit that needs to be broken, like the bad habit of not being grateful needs to be broken. And it's a process too. It's not something that's just like, oh, you figure it out one day and it's a switch and like all of a sudden you're just so grateful all the time. Like it takes practice and getting used to, but eventually it becomes automatic. It becomes the automatic neural pathway instead of the automatic neural pathway being the, oh, fuck this, nothing good ever happens to me. Why is my life so shit? I don't have anything. That's fucked. Get rid of that. You don't need it. Feel good. Be grateful for what you have, who you are, and where you are. And that's a good rant for me this episode. So actually practicing gratitude, there's a few ways that I like to do it. Obviously, like be grateful for what you have, but sometimes you want to consciously do it. You want to switch and force yourself to kind of switch into that gratitude mood, if you will, when maybe you're feeling down. Because I'm not saying that you should just not ever feel down or sad or whatever. For sure, those are feelings, you can feel them, but it's your choice for how long you hold on to those feelings. That is your decision. You get to choose how long you're feeling grumpy and sad for. So if you have decided that you don't want to feel grumpy and sad for anymore in a particular moment, then switch over to gratitude. And there's a few ways that I like to just bring it on. So this one I got from Manifestation Babe, Catherine Zinkina, and she calls it a gratitude rampage. So the way that she does this and I do this is I literally just look around the room and say, thank you for everything I can see. Thank you for my computer. Thank you for my pillow. Thank you for my crystal. Thank you for my feet. Thank you for my dress. Thank you for the window. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the grass. Everything. And then after about a minute, you start to feel pretty, pretty good. You switch over pretty quickly. Some people like to do a gratitude list. So they just maybe every day or whenever just like to write down a list of all the things that they're grateful for, which is super awesome. It's another good one to do in the morning to set your mood right. Tony Robbins does this thing called a gratitude walk where you just kind of go on a walk and just say thank you, which is, I guess, similar to a gratitude rampage. But this is just kind of going around and saying thank you for all the good things that there are in your life and like thank you for what you can see while you're on your walk, etc. Okay, I'm going to do one more thing, but I'm just going to make it quick for you. So another one that I like to do, and this I started doing this and it's become such a natural part of the way my brain functions now that I don't notice it so much. But there are times when I need to like force it and bring it on and make this happen is affirmations. So affirming something positive. Now, the thing with affirmations is that you are always affirming. You're always practicing doing affirmations. But if you're not doing it consciously, you may be doing it for negative things. You may be affirming negative things in your life, negative thoughts, beliefs, etc. So then you need to consciously choose to affirm positive things. So there's a few ways that you can do it. You can, in the exact moment that a negative thought comes up, you can just switch it for the opposite positive. So if you are trying to do something and then you're just saying or thinking to yourself like, I can't do this, why can't I do this, no one wants to listen, no one cares, then in that moment you realize and then you switch it and just say, I can do this, I am very great at doing this thing, being able to do this thing is easy for me, people want to hear what I have to say, people listen, I have a message to share, anything like that, just switch it to the complete opposite. So that's a way that you can do it in the moment. Another way is eventually, once you do that enough, then it just becomes natural for the positives to those neural pathways to click in. So that brings me to the next point of just affirming the positive regardless of what's happening. So you can, like I said, it just sometimes becomes natural. So then you just kind of wake up in your day and in your morning and you say, today is a great day. I am great at doing this thing. And I realize that this might sound lame and I totally get that. And it felt lame to me at first, but after a while it becomes natural. And then also like, why wouldn't you want to be thinking these things? You don't have to think negative. We've been conditioned to think that we shouldn't put ourselves up on a pedestal, that we shouldn't think that we're great, that we shouldn't overshadow other people. So we should keep ourselves down and like talk down to ourselves because we don't want to come across as cocky or whatever. But like, fuck that. Be positive. Tell yourself you're great. Tell yourself you're beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. And yeah, like I said, it can be hard to accept doing this and like saying nice things about ourselves because we've been taught that we shouldn't, but I fucking do and I don't give a shit because no one else is paying my bills, so I don't care. I'm going to tell myself I'm amazing and you should do it too. That's it for the actual things that I wanted to talk about. But I do have some important stuff that I do want to mention that is going to be important when you're doing this for your manifestation practice. Very important to steer clear of desperation and want. So when you are desperate for something, when you're like, I really, really, really want this thing, you create energetic resistance for it. And kind of this energy that pushes it away. So I like the mantra of set it and forget it. So set it, set this thing, do your affirmation, do your gratitude, visualize yourself doing the thing, and then that's it. Just trust that it will happen. You said that this is the thing that you want to bring into your life, and that's all you need to do. You don't need to do anything else. The next point that I was going to say is detach from the how. And this can also be a really hard one for people because we like to line up all of the bits and pieces, all of the dots, and say, this is how. And there are some situations where maybe that works, but like, what else are you missing out on by limiting yourself to one particular pathway? There are so many opportunities and so many avenues for things to happen and experience and come into your life that you don't know about. You can't sit there and say that you know every single possible way that something can occur because you don't. And the universe is full of coincidences and serendipities and synchronicities and all of these things that bring stuff into your life. And I know you've experienced it before and you're just like, whoa, how the heck did that happen? This just kind of came out of nowhere. Or whoa, I was just thinking about this thing and then it happened. Like, that's how the universe works. You say what you want, you become an energetic match for it, and it comes to you into your life. You are open to receiving it. It shows up. There is always a version of you that has this thing that you want. You just need to get to that same energetic point as it. So in order to do that, you need to detach from the how and you need to not be desperate or wanting for it, because in those situations, it's kind of like you've got these blinders on where you can't see any other thing. You're just saying this is the way that it needs to happen, but like the universe might not be making it happen that way. So it's not up to you. You just have to leave it. You just have to leave it, say what it is that you want, and that's it. The next thing you need to do is detach from the outcome or expectation of being given to. So you can say that you would like these things to come into your life or these things to happen or you'd like to do something, but give and feel good and be positive without the expectation that you are deserving of something in return. Like, I feel good, so I should get this thing. Like, that's also not how it works. And that's not even being in a positive place. That's the expectation. It's these the feelings of expectation and deservedness and desperation. Those kinds of things are the opposite of being high vibe. The other thing is the lack mentality and like, oh, this person did this, so that means I can't do it. Or this person has this, so that means I can't have it. Or this person has so much money, so how is there going to be enough money for me? That's a lack mentality, and you need to remove that from your life and your brain, because there always is enough for everyone. There is enough of everything for everyone. Life is not a zero-sum game. Just because one person has something that you also want doesn't mean that you don't get it. And the way that I like to think about this is that if I see someone succeeding and achieving the things that I would like to achieve, or someone who, like close to me, who gets the car that I want or moves into a beautiful apartment, I don't see that as, oh, well, they have it now, I can't. I see that as I'm getting closer and closer and closer to being an energetic match for the things that I want in my life, that the universe is showing them to me and saying, hey, this is, it's here. It's so close to you. Like, this is what it looks like. Envision yourself here because you're so close. No jealousy, no lack, no zero sum game. That's not how it works. And if you are in a place like that where you are feeling jealous or lack, then you're not in the right place for your manifestations to come true, because you're being negative and you're a match for negative things in that situation. All right, I am going to end the podcast here. I hope that you learned something and can maybe implement something new into your practice that you haven't done before. I love hearing about different ways people do this. Actually, one more final thing is that these techniques are not the reason why your manifestation does or does not come true. Don't rely on these things as the mechanism for a manifestation to come into your life. These things are just ways to get you into alignment so that you're open to receiving. It's not because of these things that this stuff happens. It's because of where you are mentally and emotionally and feeling wise. These things help you feel good and help you feel into that place that you want to go. They're not the reasons why stuff comes through. So don't attach to a process or a technique and think that, oh, because I did this, now this will happen. Like, that's not how it works. These just help you get into a place and get clarity so that these things can show themselves to you. I hope that was clear. If you have other things that you love to implement, come on over. You can jump on my Instagram and let me know there. My Instagram is at brookealexander.co. Also, like I said in the beginning, come and join the Facebook group, Success Babe Social, so we can go live and just hang out, because I like hanging out and talking. And that is it. Oh, and don't forget to go and get your free audio lesson on how to create your vision. It is ready and waiting for you. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Success Babe Radio. I hope you learned something that you can begin to implement in your life right now. If you did enjoy this episode, I would absolutely love it if you left me a review in iTunes so that we can get the podcast in front of more people and share the message. Don't forget to head over to my website to sign up and get all the free goodies I've created for you. There's so much for you to enjoy, and I am so grateful to be able to share it with you. Speak soon.